Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative communities. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. So I'm really, really excited tonight because I have an amazing person in the studio with me, and her name is San San Lam. And we are here tonight to talk about the Exuma Art Network. New. I'm sure nobody has heard about this as yet, unless you live in Exuma, of course. So welcome, San San.
Hi. Katrina, so good to be here. I'm thrilled and I'm honored. I listen to this program. I try to do it every week, and if I don't catch it every week, then I get the archived files, and I absolutely, it's how I find out about what's going on in the Bahamas, especially when you're out in Exuma. Don't know what's going on over here sometimes.
Well, that's it right there. So, you know, so all of our guests who are listening, San San is actually joining us from Exuma, so we have to love technology. If there's one thing that COVID has taught us to do, is really to appreciate technology a lot more than we did before and to utilize it more, because I didn't have to wait for her to come here So you are married to a Bahamian. You've been kind of like in and out the country for a while, and you've been working in the arts your entire life. You're an artist yourself. Tell us a bit about that. Like, how has it been kind of moving between cultures and learning more about this culture and just being an artist and moving between these spaces?
Yeah, so I've been coming here for about 17 years now, and as you mentioned, my husband is Bahamian. His family is actually originally from Exuma, but he did live in Nassau for a while for his early childhood. I am an artist from Canada, and I have studied fine art and architecture and interior design. Also did an artist educator certification from the Rural Conservatory. So I am an artist and artist educator. I practice abstract artwork. I've always enjoyed doing that, but I've been an artist ever since I can remember. I've always enjoyed the arts, drawing, painting, model building, music, dance. The only arts I did not do was drama. And funny enough, my husband is an actor. He was a trained actor. So we cover the arts, all of the arts between the two of us.
And that's what it's about, right? It's about like being in a space with somebody who really kind of like you play off each other, and also to have you both back in Exuma right now, because now you moved back there and you're living there, right?
Yeah.
And since this move happened, you have founded Exuma Arts Network. So let's talk a bit about that. What is the Exuma Arts Network?
Well, we're still in our infancy in Exuma Arts Network. We're still very early stages. We're still figuring out who we are and primarily what the arts community and artists in Exuma needs. That's my primary thing that I'm trying to figure out right now with a few of my fellow artists who I have met, funny enough, through Instagram. Following them on Instagram, I kind of messaged them and said, "Hi, I'm another artist in Exuma. Do you want to meet?" And that's pretty much how it kind of started in a way. I actually was part of Art World Conference. That NAGB also had a hand in last year, towards the end of last year. And I really wanted to do something for the community. I wanted to somehow get connected to the Exuma community, but specifically through the arts and also with the children. Like, what, as an artist educator, I've often worked with kids in different communities and different environments. So I was kind of like, well, how do I connect here? I've got the artist training. How do I connect here? So like I said, I connected with a few artists, and now we meet on Monday nights. And it doesn't even, you don't even have to be an artist, to be honest. I just want to gather a whole bunch of creative minds together and see what we can come up with. We sketch together, we draw together, we talk about art, we listen to podcasts, we bounce ideas off each other. It's kind of like being in art school, kind of, when you are all sitting in a studio and, you know, maybe somebody has an idea and they're like, well, you know, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? And it's just to get into the practice of art, because it's something that I don't think is necessarily valued in our society overall. And especially in a smaller community where arts isn't necessarily the first thing on your mind. It's often, you know, the reading, arithmetic, you know, sciences, skills that you think are going to be more applicable to your environment. However, I think the creative process is so important, especially for children, because it's the imagination and the creativity that's going to lead them forward into leadership, into thinking about what they want to do with their life. I think that's the big thing for me, is how can you imagine your life? Mm-hmm. If you can imagine, you know, it's through just even doodling, thinking about what you might want to be when you grow up. And I try to get kids to kind of think, okay, well, let's take a look at this and let's look at all the different perspectives. I think that's something that a lot of people could use. They forget. You kind of get tied into this fixed way of looking at something and you forget all those different perspectives, and then you start losing sight of, you know, what your life can be and what you can do and the changes you can make. And so that's what I was hoping EAN would do, was to enable children and people to start looking at their lives a little differently through a creative process. Mm-hmm. So I started basically kind of gathering artists together, and one in particular, Emmanuel Pratt Clark. He has been fantastic. He also lives in Exuma. He's a full-time artist here at Exuma, and he had studied fine arts in Chicago. And we just kind of started playing with ideas. We were like, well, you know, he's done mural work before, and I thought, well, it'd be kind of cool to do some mural work around here. And I also started talking with a representative from the Bahamas National Trust. Mm-hmm. And we were like, well, you know, they kind of want to have a little bit more awareness on the island. And I thought, well, maybe we could collaborate together, mm-hmm. and take all these different skills and ideas together and do something with it. And so as we started thinking about these things, we started thinking, okay, how do we bring more community involvement into this? Because it is, we're really about serving the community. Mm-hmm. We're, like I said, about trying to find out what do the artists here need, and what does the community want to see. So we started getting into, okay, I started asking people, what do you need as an artist? You know, there's a lot of kids I've talked to, it's like, yeah, I used to do art, but I don't really do it anymore. I think we hear that often. They said, oh, I used to sketch all the time. I used to draw all the time. But, you know, I've stopped. And I'm like, well, what do you need to get you going again? What mm-hmm. do you need as an artist to have an art practice here in Exuma? Mm-hmm. And I did hear a few things. One thing was supplies.
Yeah.
Supplies. I mean, me as an artist, it's not easy for me to get supplies. I often go to the States, load up all my suitcases and come down here with as much as I can cram in there. And during lockdown, we couldn't do that. So I had to ship in all of my art supplies. And that gets very expensive and prohibitive.
Yep, so, because you're paying 45% duty plus VAT plus customs tax.
And plus shipping.
Plus shipping. So by the time you're done, you're paying double whatever you spent on it to begin with. It's incredibly cost prohibitive. And when think about, I was just thinking about you talking about the kids you were talking, kids saying, I used to, because a huge part of it too is that, for many of them, they don't see a way to make a living from the arts, right? It's a constant conversation I'm always having with young artists, with parents, with adults, like that there are so many careers in the arts. It is limitless. Creativity comes in all forms. I mean, the arts have been keeping us sane during COVID. If we did not have Netflix and the internet and the memes and the video games and the apps with the games and all of those things to keep us functional and engaged during COVID, many of us probably would have lost our minds.
Absolutely.
And the thing about it is that all of those things, all of those, all of these apps, all of these platforms, they are the result of a creative mind, of creative minds. These are people who went to art school, They went to art school, they're the architects, they're the designers, they're the engineers. That all takes a certain level of creativity. And that creativity does not just manifest overnight. Creativity is a muscle. You have to exercise it, right?
It's a practice. And that's one of the things, too, that I want to do with EAN is professional development, is professional artistic development. That could be music, that could be, for me, it doesn't matter what form of the arts you do, as long as you do something creative. And sometimes I try to tell people, or especially if I teach, and they ask, oh, you teach art classes, and I say, actually, I'm kind of more of a creativity, guidance counselor or something. I really try to avoid saying that it's art that I teach, because I don't necessarily teach you how to draw that apple. I can, but my goal is to have you look at that apple and experience that apple. What can you do? How do you look at it? What might it look like on the inside? What does it smell like? It's that creative way of thinking that I'm really trying to nurture. And then from there, you can start. And that's what marketing is all about. Marketing is all about the creative process and trying to get a message across in an imaginative, creative way.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm really trying to do with the artists here is, let's not necessarily look at art, but let's look at creativity and how that can make your life better and all those around you and in our community.
Right. And that's the thing there too. And I mean, I think it's also coming from a family island. I definitely understand the struggles because it's not that, and I can't say it's not that people don't understand that it has intrinsic value. It comes down to economics, right?
Yeah. How can you make money?
How can you pay your bills? And it's a really valid question, especially living in a small country like the Bahamas with a small population. If you're thinking about being the kind of artist who is going to make a living off of making work, like being very prolific and making a lot of work and selling it, right?
Mm-hmm. It can be done, though.
It can be done, but you have to make a decision about what kind of artist you want to be, right?
Yeah.
And also, if you want to be the kind, and also if you want to be that kind of artist, right? So you make a decision about the kind of artist you want to be, and if you want to be somebody who's making a living from your work in the Bahamas, the question is, do you want to be that kind of artist? So, I mean, that's a really big question, and we will come back and talk about that some more after this break. Thank you to all of you who have been tuning in so far to this conversation. I am Katrina Cartwright. I am on with my guest, San San Lam, and we are talking about the Exuma Arts Network. So make sure you join us. Come back after the break so when we continue our discussion.